life isn't over anymore.
No, your life moved to a more. Oh my gosh, are you flipping kidding me? What is up with all of your dirty socks all over everything?
No, put them tomorrow.
This is the dirty clothes.
Yeah, I know.
Things go in the dirty clothes on the dirty clothes hamper.
No,
you don't know, because otherwise you wouldn't have it done.
No, I know. Help me figure out my blankets.
Did you get all of your...
high school? I got all of my...
I don't have any idea what happened with high school graduation. I mean, enrollment.
Graduation. I've skipped 12th grade.
Their system, whatever their system is. Yeah, but even after mommy went in there the other day, the principal called her today again and told her it's still not done. So they had to call it in.
Call what in?
Your application. They had to, like, phone it in.
No, we put it in the computer.
Except for it didn't take for some reason again. So something is, don't know.
That's weird.
Somebody doesn't want you to go to high school. You're gonna
maybe it's my conscience.
You're gonna be like one of those middle Americans. Middle Americans? Early Americans.
What? Oh.
Only like with an eighth grade education. You're gonna be like my grandmother was.
I'm still gonna be like
factory.
You know how in like those TV shows with the kids in high school, they're like, and then there's that one guy, he's like 24. He's been held back a lot. I'm going to be that kid.
Ooh,
I'm going to be like 25 in 8th grade. I can never get out of 8th grade.
Setting your sights high. Did you get all of yours?
Yeah.
No. What am I going to do?
Missing work.
Yeah. What else?
What do you mean?
You turn in your evaluation?
Yeah.
Was it bittersweet?
What do you mean?
Turning your man? Walking away from all year.
Well, Thursday was my last day, but Wednesday was my last day since I wasn't there. Today we did such a cool thing in PE. We were playing dodgeball, which I usually hate, but we did something so cool. Like, I'm okay with dodgeball, like, I don't mind it. But so we played normal dodgeball. With two classes combined, so I was able to, like, sit with Haley and Riley and Jorian and stuff, and, like, be on their team and stuff. And then we played this game called Turtle Dodgeball, where you have to sit on your butt on the floor in the gym, and you have to scoot around, and you're not allowed to get up, and you just have to scoot around, and it was so fun.
Oh my gosh.
It was so much more fun than normal dodgeball. Because like, and it's so much easier because when you throw the ball, people can just like move out of the way easily. But with this, it's like scoot, 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 and it's so fun watching from the bleachers because like this one team was like, okay, no, go, and they all started rapidly scooting in. So it was just like this horde of like snails.
Early scooters.
It was so funny. It was so fun though.
Tell me about your evaluation.
What about it?
What did you write?
Well, you had to answer, like you chose one of the questions. Like, it gave you, like, five choices, and you had to choose one to answer in, like, eight sentences or something.
Mm. So it was somewhat guided.
Yeah. And I chose one that was, like, what strategies did you use in AVE? Did they work? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I pulled out my Shakespeare writing.
Really?
Yeah. I said, I wish they would, like, give it back to you, but I don't think they do. I should have, like, showed it to you before, but it was so well written. Because I pulled out, like, all my big words and stuff.
Well, you still see the teacher, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you can ask her if you can get a photocopy of it. Tell her your dad wants to see it.
Okay. I wrote about, like, some of the strategies I used in APE this month were... like creating a safe, like being a stern, but still creating a safe yet fun environment.
Being a stern. Oh. Is that one of the things they talked about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. What did I write about?
So,
I can't even like remember.
well, just get a copy of it and I'll read it. But
Okay.
tell me what your takeaway was from that. How can you use what you learned in the last month in other parts of your life? Like, how is it applicable?
I guess I kind of learned like patience, maybe, and like how to be stern but not like mean or rude. Like just how to
Where do you think that might benefit you?
everything with talking to people, social skills.
Yeah. It's kind of about setting some boundaries for yourself, too.
Want to elaborate on that?
I want you to.
I don't understand what you're saying. That's why I want you to elaborate.
Yeah. I think it's really difficult to learn how to set boundaries of what's acceptable behavior, of what you'll accept from other people. So we have a tendency to not set good boundaries, and then people take advantage of us, or people get flaky on us. People don't treat us right. Oh.
Sorry.
If you're in a relationship, boyfriends and girlfriends, if you don't know how to set good boundaries, then you could end up in a bad relationship. So being stern yet firm and loving teaches you how to set those good boundaries. Figuring out how to apply it to your real life, that's the interesting part.
Yeah.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah. Totally gonna do it again. Wish I could do that like forever.
Well, you can.
I can.
Yeah. Tell me what that grin is about.
I can do it forever.
Meaning what?
But I'd like to.
You have to explain the grin. I don't understand the grin.
The grins mean that I'm
I
happy.
know, but explain that
This
about
is
what? What
the
are you?
you should know the smile. This is the I don't know how to stop smiling smile,
Yeah.
where my top lip is really high up.
It's kind of crooked.
My smile is always crooked.
Yeah.
Like this side more up or this
That's
side
what
more up.
makes it beautiful. So give that some thought. Say a prayer so I can go to bed.
Okay.
How was the rain today before we do that? It was nuts, wasn't it?
For before school and first period and on my way to second period, I had to wear my black flats because my other shoes were in my PE locker. So I just kept them on and my socks were soaked.
How are your black flats now?
They're fine, but my socks were like
So
wait, let me
sorry.
tell you about lunch.
Tell
Since we
me.
had rainy day lunch, we had to be in the
Rainy Day
auditorium.
Lunch, by the way, would be a great name for a band.
No. We had to be in the auditorium. Sorry, excuse me. And so if you wanted to get a lunch from the caf, then you had to go into the cafeteria. And you weren't allowed to leave. And you weren't allowed to go in there unless you're getting a lunch. And all of my friends went and got a lunch. So I was stuck in the auditorium. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? And then I saw Nick stand up and go, like waving frantically. And I was like, Nick! Because Roberto, who he usually sits with, went to go get a lunch too, and he couldn't come out, and he didn't know that. And he said that Roberto went in, and when he was waiting for him to come back, he just saw Roberto go.
Stupid.
He couldn't leave, so,
You
like,
should
for.
probably have some a couple of bucks on you at all times, just in case you want to lunch.
Yeah.
So,
Probably.
would you have the willpower to keep like a $5 bill on you just in case and just replenish it from time to time?
Yeah.
Maybe here's an idea. Maybe you might actually go in the cafe and eat a lunch on a regular basis.
Whoa, I don't think I can handle
I
it.
don't know if you could either.
So, like, for the first half of lunch, me and Nick were sitting in the auditorium. But then they let us go outside. So then everybody was able to go outside, and so everybody was together then.
Wow. That must have been really hard on you guys. Everybody else in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
And you were in the auditorium.
I was almost alone.
Almost.
Almost, but I
What's that other
wasn't.
word I know for almost? Yeah, it
Wasn't.
wasn't. All right, please say a
Wait, wait,
prayer.
wait, wait. One more thing.
No,
One more thing. One more thing.
please.
It's really short. I was in
Like
math.
my patience.
I was in math, and everybody else was. So Mr. Fox was like, "Okay, I'll give you a minute to talk about your homework." And since I wasn't there, I couldn't talk about it. So I was sitting at my desk, just kind of looking forward, and I felt like I had to sneeze. So I went, and Mr. Fox started laughing really hard because he was looking at me, and I look over, and he was like, "You lost it, didn't you?" And I was like. Because I didn't know what he was looking at, because I was just looking forward, and I was like, it just, I lost the sneeze.
That's funny.
And it was funny, and he just started laughing really
Yeah,
hard. Mr. Rock is cool.
he is. All right, please say a
Okay,
prayer now.
okay, okay. One more thing. Okay, oh my gosh, wait just a second. My throat really hurts all of a sudden. Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And that Daddy and Mom will have a good day at work. Pray your healing hand on Mom's back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. And so have a great day tomorrow. Even, oh my gosh, yawning while talking hurts my throat.
I don't know if God hears the prayers if you yawn.
He does.
I'm pretty sure he does. Good night, my love.
My throat is
Are you going
raw.
to sleep?
Not like right now. Probably soon, though.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. I'm not staying up too late.
Yeah, that's what you told me last week, and then I woke up at like 5 a.m.
I
and
never said that.
you were
I never
still
said I
awake.
wasn't going to bed too late.
So, good night. I love you.
Love you too.